This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's summertime.
Well, it certainly is, judging by what you're wearing this evening, Cundy.
I feel so summery today.
Welcome, everyone, to Access All Areas.
It's Lizzie Cundy.
And Stephen Lang. Great
and
to have you.
We're in the mood.
We are in the mood. For dancing.
For dancing. For
romancing.
Fun. Romancing. Yeah, a bit of romance. Why not?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, darling. I've had a little haircut.
You've had a little haircut of a little hair
Five
lighten.
5 inches off.
Oh. That, 5 inches?
Yeah. Do you know
is that big
that
or
is?
Not?
Do you know what that is? Yeah, it's all right.
It'll do.
It suffice. Yeah, so 5 inches off and a few little light bits because I thought it's summer.
When did you get that done? Today?
Yeah, today.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little change.
You're looking very fresh, I think. I think that's
fine. Thank you, darling. Yeah. What, fresh faced?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, thanks. That's
Have
great.
You been to see a dermatologist?
No, I need to. I need a surgeon because I've got a birthday coming.
But listen,
I've got sad news, folks. I'm away for a month. It's a secret project. I wish I could tell you. You're going to hear all about it soon.
Okay.
It's big stuff, but I can't talk about it. And well, you know me, if I said not to talk, I can't talk.
Yes, yes, that's true, because you do talk about anything.
Yes.
There's no secrets here.
I am usually the town crier, but I'm sorry.
Fine.
I can't tell you.
Well, I will be manning the ship. I will be manning the ship alone.
You will be still here.
But we're hoping to get some good. I've actually heard a rumour about who we're getting next week. So let's hold
as
tight.
As a replacement for the Cundas.
As a replacement for you. And I actually think she's going to be rather good. Not too good.
Not too good, please. Not too good. But listen, you love me. I'm not.
I love you. You're not going anywhere, babes. You're coming back.
Here,
you are coming back.
We've got some great guests coming in.
We do. Well, we've actually just met one outside, haven't we? Well, you knew him already.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous boy.
Jimmy Constable.
Yeah, and he's been around a long time, actually.
911.
Yeah, I love them. 911. The cutest boy band, I have to say.
The cutest, would you say?
Yeah, they were cute. They were just nice boys.
They were actually, do you know what, that is a good, yeah, I kind of feel like they're in a similar vibe. Do you remember A1, that
yeah.
kind of thing?
Yeah.
They were just kind of nice boys. I imagine that was not kind of the case behind
no,
the scenes.
I think they're a bit naughty, cheeky underneath, but they were very pleasant, and I used to see them out a lot, and they were very nice.
Got
very
in.
Nice guys. So well, great. And we've also got hat maker to the stars, Leila, get the words out.
To be fair, that is like a tongue twister.
But the company is called Leila Lay, you see.
Got it.
But
so you know what you're doing.
She's called Lee Layla. So I sort that out after a few wines.
Leila Lay's Leila Layla's Layla Lee. Oh,
but
God, yeah,
bespoke hats ready to wear. And obviously, we've got a royal wedding coming.
Yes.
We've got Ascot.
And you are a hat wearer. I've seen you in some bloody crazy things before.
I love a hat, but it has to be a bit crazy.
Okay.
To match my personality.
Of course, that's true.
So less of the dress, more of the hat.
Got it. Well, that's your motto in life, isn't it?
Exactly.
Less dress.
But she's very exciting. She's doing a few stars. She's going to reveal a few things. And also about different shaped heads, because everyone's got a different shaped head.
That's true. What's your shape?
I mean, people think I'm a bit of a big head by nature.
Big head?
No. Boom, boom.
Oh,
but
now
I've actually got quite a small head.
Do you think?
But I've got quite a big face, if you know what I mean. But the head itself is quite small.
I have a giant head and a giant face. So I've just got to live with that. Just
I've got a roundy face, haven't I?
I would say you're more like diamond. Like a hexagon.
Gee, I am going to the surgeon. A diamond. Heart-shaped.
Definitely not heart-shaped. And we also have Sebi Samay, who has been, I think it's Samay, I apologise if I've got it wrong. She's been all over the press today. She's in the show Rich Kids Turn Skint.
Yeah, very controversial. Went on this morning, slammed for being a sort of like spoilt brat, really.
Well,
on
yeah.
social media. It got a bit feisty. So I'd like to hear her. There's always, you know, another side of the story.
Yeah, she's kind of known as the Persian Kardashian, which I think the Kardashians might be mad at because they consider themselves just, they're, you know, they are just the Kardashians wherever you are in the world. But anyway, yeah, so we've got a jam-packed show, but we do have to talk briefly. I mean, I wasn't here last.
Briefs.
I wasn't here last week. I was obviously in Pittsburgh having a lovely time.
How was it in the States?
I had an incredible time.
Did you get on with them?
I got on with them. We did loads of different. I went to a ice hockey game.
Wow! Do you eat hot
Pittsburgh
dog?
Penguins. Well, I don't eat meat,
of course.
But I did enjoy
you
plenty
do like
of
a sausage. I've heard. Anyway, yes.
Lizzie.
Sure.
Yeah, and I also, we did loads of different things. Went on a food tour. We went up a side of a mountain. Incredible. Amazing time. Amazing place. Not necessarily somewhere on people's destinations list, but I would thoroughly recommend it. And you can fly there, return for £240. Can you believe that?
Well, no, I can't. That's amazing. But I have to say, it was very hot here. And I looked at your pictures on Instagram. You were in woolly sweaters and the baseball hat looking
was
cold.
It was cold, though, I have to say. Yes, and I was sad
so
to miss out on all of the heat.
Heating up there?
Well, now, apparently, they're just having unseasonably cold weather. So I basically just missed all of the heat wave, came back to it being cold and rainy again. And apparently tomorrow and the whole weekend is going to piss down. So what a joy.
Well, you see, I won't be here because I'm going to warmer climate.
I see. Well, we can talk about this off air, or not at all. Apparently,
no,
I don't think you're. You're not telling me anything
good
about this. Well,
I'm not, I haven't told you anything from the start, have I?
No, you haven't. To be
I've
fair,
been very
that,
good.
That makes a change.
If any producers listening, I can keep a secret.
but one thing that is still being kept a secret, to be honest,
my love life. Yes.
The royal baby has been born.
Yippin-doo-dah!
Who cares?
No, me. I care very much. Okay. Future.
Future what?
Well, it's a future royal family. It's one of ours.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
Come on. Let's be excited.
And I am, very happy a lady
How
has had a child.
How amazing did she look coming out from...
I thought she looked like she was in pain and hiding it.
Aww.
She did. Those were some forced... smiles.
I loved though, William. Did you not see him at the event? I think it was yesterday. He fell asleep. I mean, I know that feeling when you got little ones keeping you up.
Do you think that they are very hands-on, Kate and William?
I think they're very hands-on.
Okay.
And I think they both want it that way, from what I hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course you know Megan, don't you? I was actually watching your video today
on
the Mail Online.
Because I'm pulling silly faces before that interview starts because my producer was being silly with the camera and I was like, come on,
I want
to get in and have a drink.
The funny thing is, because she wasn't really
famous.
I called
her babe, though. At the end I went, okay, babe. But I sat with her the whole night and she sat next to me. Then we were out together
the night
before.
And she was really lovely to you at the end. She's like, nice to see you again, babe. You look lovely, or like, darling, or whatever. I can't remember. But like, she'd obviously recognised you from...
I was looking up. I was with her.
Why aren't you a bloody bridesmaid then? Is this what the secret project is?
Sorry, I'm away and I can't make the wedding. I may have had an invite, but then again, I couldn't say because then I won't be invited again. But you see,
I was amazed, though, I have to
say.
There is no
one I don't know.
I know, no, there really isn't. Even Meghan Markle herself. But yes, I would. If you can, anyone, Google Lizzie Cundy, Meghan Markle, because you will see an incredible interview. Very short, not long, 2 minutes maybe.
Well, we had actually a longer interview, but that was the cut version.
Got it.
But we did
You're very
talk.
Close. You know you're going to kiss at one point. You're so close.
I know, but the people don't realise that was really noisy and loads of people talking around. So I'm quite shouty, but I realise the mic picks up everything. But I can't really hear. So I'm getting close and she's getting close. But, you know, Megan calls me babe, so why not?
So darling.
But we'd had a really fun night the night before.
I wonder, do you think she would recognise you now?
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
We followed on Twitter until recently. She got taken off.
She doesn't have Twitter anymore.
No, we messaged a lot. No, she's a good girl.
I
like her.
Yeah.
Look,
climber.
Look, people, they're always going to be cynics saying, oh, look.
I'm a cynic.
You know, saying she always loved the royals. She was obsessed with the Princess Diana. But you know what? Good for her. She's a lovely girl. And I think it's going to do the royal family good.
She just needs to get pregnant quickly, didn't she? That's...
Why? Because she's 36.
No.
Is that why?
No. Just mean, you know. So in case things go sour. Shall we play a little song?
I don't like your tone today. Sorry. I am pro-royal family.
No, I am very... I am not anti. I'm not anti.
You're about as anti as you are with the Brexit. I can feel it in my water.
Donald Trump's coming to the UK. Did you hear? Being confirmed. He's coming in on Friday the 13th of July.
Did you see my post?
No.
Of him in the hat. Oh, okay.
Oh, looking like Melania.
You liked
it. Really good, really good.
Okay. Come on, let's play a track. And then, I mean, we've got so many guests.
We've
got to get through this show. Okay, I'm excited today.
Me too. We'll be right back. just having a chat there, weren't we?
You know what? The best chats are in the break, which is we should just keep the radio going.
That is a good point. We have our first guest in, the very lovely Jimmy Constable.
Jimmy.
Good evening.
Woo, hello.
How are you guys?
Very good. Good to see you. It's been a little while, Jimmy.
Yes, it's been a while. I've been busy and obviously doing the rounds with Musical.ly and also being a dad.
Congratulations.
Which is a fairly big job.
It's a big old job.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic, though. It's probably best thing ever happened.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely.
How old is your little one?
Well, I got three altogether.
Okay, fine, three of them.
One of them's not so little. One of them's 24.
Okay.
No way.
Before the band. And then, obviously, I've got Ellie, who's 11, and Taylor's 7, who are at home now.
Oh.
So wow. It's,
I'm itching to have another one, but the wife's not having any of it.
Well, she has to go through the painful bit.
She's got to go through the pain.
There is that. I mean, to be fair, she's kind of into her fitness and stuff, so I get it. You know, she wants to, you know, get her body back and kind of keep in the gym and all the rest of it.
Gosh.
So it's me that's broody.
What a fertile couple, I'd say. Oh, my goodness, 24. So this was before 9...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
were you going to say 9/11 then?
Could be a number of things.
It could be.
Wow. Yeah, so when did 911 kind of wrap up?
Well, we officially split in 2000.
Okay. It feels like it was yesterday, but okay, yeah, go on.
Imagine how it feels for me. Jesus. 18 years ago, yeah.
I can't believe it's 18 years
ago. It's just flown by. It's just crazy. I mean, it's fantastic. We had a great time. We had lots of hits. We had lots of albums. We toured all over the world and stuff. And, you know, I can't take that away from anything. It's been fantastic, you know.
But that seems crazy because I remember you guys all out on the showbiz circuit and doing interviews. And I cannot believe it's that long ago.
It's even worse, the fact that we started in 95.
And I'm only 21. How do we work this out?
You look 21. That's a difference.
Oh, you're very sweet. So,
I'm
darling,
so a liar.
No, he's not. He's very truthful, lovely man.
Can we have another bottle of wine?
Yeah. Cool. None for you, Stephen,
none for me.
So, darling, now, music, it's taken a little different route, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, the story, that you know, the solo album's kind of been a bit of a twist. I've been kind of songwriting with a team of people in Glasgow for many years, a guy called John McLaughlin, who writes a lot of songs for many, many people.
Yeah, I know that name.
He wrote for Westlife and Five and, yes, you know, loads of them.
Yeah.
He's written a lot of hits. And a guy called Judd Mahoney and his girlfriend, we all kind of write as a songwriting team. And to be honest, we never sat down and kind of said, right, we're making an album. What used to happen, we used to write a load of songs, and then you'd get that song and you'd kind of go, do you know what, I'm going to keep that one, because we write it for other people, but you get the occasional songs and you kind of go, I'll keep that one in the bag, see what happens. And then for, you know, a year and a half later, we've got like two albums worth, so we've kind of go, do you know what, let's just put an album out. And we had this kind of twist where we've been writing a few country songs, and the likes of the Shires came through, who were very country as well, and Sam Hunt, who's kind of modern country with a bit of rap and stuff, and then you've got like your Keith Urban. So we just thought, you know what, let's kind of go down the country vibe, because
I love the country,
I love listening to country anyway.
Well, I went to a concert with Dolly Parton, and she did that track, you know, when she got the rap, I can't remember what it was, but it was so sensational.
Yeah.
And I thought at the time, I thought, oh, Dolly Parton, do I want to go? And do you know what, it was one of the best nights I've had. It was so sensational.
Really?
The music, I love country music, and then I really got into the music.
Do you know what the funny thing is, though? When you listen to country, it's very kind of, they're very close to their emotions. So if it's like a sad song, it's very kind of sad.
Yeah.
And if it's like an upbeat, like you've got 9 to 5 song, you know, Dolly Parton and stuff, is that it's so out there and so, gives such a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas now, I found with the music business over the years, people try to get too clever on writing, on songwriting, and try to be a bit more kind of cooler, and people don't kind of get it. But with country, you get from the heart.
Yeah,
they? Yeah.
And Britney's done it. Britney Spears. I'm loving the country.
Kylie Minogue is currently riding high. She's the first number one in 8 years or something.
Well, that's the thing. I mean,
at 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she looks amazing as well, doesn't she?
Does.
Yeah,
she does look good.
But in a pair of cowboy boots.
We started this probably about a year ago. With the whole country vibe, and then suddenly, before you know it, everybody's doing country.
Mm-hmm.
So now it looks like when we've come out, you know, it's taken us a year to do it, we're jumping on the bandwagon of everyone else.
What is it about country that you like yourself?
I think when over the years, especially when we used to travel with the band, I've always had a really strange taste, not strange, but diverse, you know, taste in music. You know, Motown was what my parents used to listen to, so I would kind of be influenced by that. And I would kind of, you know, even like Michael Bolton and
stuff like that.
And I'd listen to kind of country stuff.
I said I loved you, but I lied. Do you remember that one?
No.
Do you know that one?
Yeah. I'm sure it's great.
It's great.
Soul
it is
Provider
fabulous.
And all them, yeah. Fantastic songs. But I just used to listen to country as an alternative to when I was on the road with the band.
Yeah, so you get a lot of pop.
Yeah, it was everything was pop. I mean, the 90s was full of boy bands, you know.
I mean, how do you look back at that time? I mean, who were you signed with?
We signed to Virgin.
And what was it like? Was it a whirlwind?
We were very lucky because we were, you know, we were three northern blokes who were... we never took it for granted. You know, we knew that if we got a break and it became successful, it was a game that we played and we just enjoyed it. You know,
never... could you believe the success you had? Because you were so big. You had so many hits.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, we 15 hits at the time and in four albums. We toured so many times. But we always knew. We never let it get to our heads ever. You know, we were just three northern blokes down to earth. You know, just went with the ride and just enjoyed every minute of it.
Did you guys ever have any dramas with other bands? Because I know that in that time there was some like...
Because were you against Five or was they a bit
that
before
That was a
you?
Bit later.
Yeah, they were a bit... They came out just towards near the ending of when we were. But we... To be honest, when we used to do the Smash Hits tours, I mean, they were like...
Yeah,
you know, amazing. But to be honest, we spent... You know, every time you did a show, everyone would be back to the hotel. Everybody gets smashed in the bar, and it was all the stories. And you know, the Ant Deck Boys were doing the PJ and Duncan thing at the time.
Yeah, of course.
And we all got on so well. We had, there was so many of them, but we just had a fantastic time, and we never really fell out with anybody. We were, you know,
really?
not to say we were nice guys, we weren't, but we were just like, you know, we just never
didn't happen like that.
We just never came across any bands that were that so far up their arse that they just didn't.
Of course,
they just enjoyed the moment.
Yeah, just loved it.
What do you make of what happened? That's happened to Ant recently.
I mean, a piece was in the OK Mag the other day and about quotes they'd asked me about because obviously, you know, knowing the boys years ago, it's really hard because I can understand exactly what he's gone through. It was well documented that after the band, I kind of spiraled into alcohol, depression, drugs, even contemplating suicide at one point. But, you know, without making it depressive, you can understand what he's going through. Mm. Same with the Avicii guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it was confirmed today that he killed himself, wasn't it? Yeah.
You know,
what is it? The pressure too much, too young, having everyone say you're wonderful and having everything so quickly, do you think? Because obviously, Ant, like you, were very young age when you made it.
Yeah, I suppose really it's your attitude, but our attitude was never about, you know, we believed our hype anyway. I think really what it is you do live in this kind of bubble, whether you choose to or not, is, you know, you can't...
Yes.
For example, if you're Ant and you're so well known, the pair of them, that you can't just get up out of your bed and go down the shop for a bottle of milk because you've got paps everywhere. You need to kind of look half decent because otherwise you'll be splashed over and you're not looking very good. So not having that normality in your life is quite hard, you know, especially as... And obviously they're having the problems with Lisa and with his marriage and stuff. I'm sure it's taken a toll on both of them. You know, Lisa's, you know, in her own right, is a makeup artist and a very successful one. So,
She works on some of the biggest shows in the country.
Yeah.
Strictly and...
We remember her from, you know, when she was in the band Juice.
Juice,
you know, when we used
because
to...
Because she was actually a star before, in some ways.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing the Smash Hits together. They were in a band called Juice and I think it was Two Girls, Two Boys.
Yeah, it was,
And, you know, we've known each other for many years. But, you know, you look at things like this with Ant and you kind of realise that, you know what, it's time for them to kind of just concentrate on their lives and make themselves happy rather than... But it's going to be hard because how is he going to do that without being in the public eye?
Well, he's taken a year off, basically, isn't he?
He's taken a year off. And have you any advice? I mean, because you've been through it yourself, as you said. Is there any advice you'd give to Ant to say... You know, because you are actually a great example and inspiration because you got through the dark times.
I mean, I can only speak from experience, but I suppose everybody deals with things in different ways, and I'm sure he's got a lot of people around him that will look after him anyway. For me, it's about kind of, like you say, taking a year off will be the best thing he's ever going to do. He needs to find his kind of mindfulness and some sort of happiness within himself rather than... And I don't want to sound too deep about it, but at the end of the day...
You need to find a new normal, and that's what he needs to do, right? A new level of normal that suits him and suits his work and his life.
I mean, to this day, I still see a therapist.
Really?
You know, from the stuff that I've gone through. And it's not because I'm, you know, I just make an appointment and I can't be bothered cancelling it.
Yeah.
I actually find...
It helps.
You know, every, you know, whatever it is, once a month or whatever it is, to go somebody to there and they know how to ask the right questions and get things out of you, and it suddenly come out and it feels like you've got your head's buzzing because you've kind of released all this kind of, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure, you know, he'll be dealing with that. And
do you feel that got you through it, going to see and speaking to someone on the outside?
Well, I was kind of, I when I was going through my times, I was kind of, I saw a few people, but I was kind of not accepting it. So I was kind of thinking, no, it's fine. I'm an alpha male. I can deal with this and not talk, you know. And men don't have emotions at best of times. But trying to be kind of, you know, open and emotional about how you're feeling and not understanding why you're feeling that way is so hard. So. You know, for me, it was a case of I did a lot of songwriting, as silly as it sounds, but you can't really call them songs. They were more of kind of like writing stuff down that was getting it off your head, until I discovered that, do you know what, you need to accept this and move on and get some help. Because obviously with the suicide thing, you know, it helps to talk to people.
I think it is, part of it is accepting it, isn't it? You've got a problem, and that is really hard, isn't it? That's the biggest, toughest.
Especially from, you know, male. I know obviously, you know, females are going through it, but from a male point of view, you know, I know that I've probably been one of those people, my wife will probably back me up, as being not very open emotionally. You know what I mean? But until you accept that, and accept that, you know, you can't conquer the world on your own. You know, it's you know, you've got to get help and talk about it.
Well, Jimmy, well done you.
Glad you did.
Thank you.
Inspirational.
Get past the depression stuff.
But, you know, but men do sweep things under the carpets, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a bit of a macho, you know, I'm fine.
Definitely, yeah.
I can deal with it. And it's tough. And
it really
we
is.
All wish Ant well, as you do, and hope he comes back. But he's got to have a bit of time out, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But this is very exciting. I am very excited. So album is released Friday the 13th. Oh, Friday the 13th.
That was last week, wasn't it?
That's a bit of a dodgy date. Sorry, just saying.
Well, we did think that. Not at the time. It's been fine. You know, it's been great. No, it's we're kind of on this. Do you know, this is the weird thing about the music business has changed so much as well.
Yeah.
Because in my day, when we were coming up to building this album, I knew exactly what we were going to do, what we had to do. I know we had like CD UK and all the rest of it back then.
Gosh. Yeah.
But now you think to yourself, okay, now I don't have a clue, because there was no social media. You know, there was every program that's on a Saturday weekend is now cooking show. So it's like, well,
you've got to cook.
Well, how do you promote your album?
You have to learn to cook.
Can you cook?
I can cook, yeah.
Cook a good pasta.
Get yourself on
there.
Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
But you know, the weird thing is, the only way you can get forward now is getting on one of these, you know, shows. The Jungle, Big Brother, whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's
gosh, who would do something like that?
Oh, I wonder, Lizzie. Well, honestly, Jimmy, we can speak to you all evening. So thank you so much for coming
in.
It's been really great speaking to you.
Jimmy, I want you back in, and I want to hear some of this.
Yeah,
music.
We've got some lined up.
I love country and western.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So thank you very much
for
coming
in.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you.
And here is a bit of Worth It.
Ooh.
Woo.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
You're worth it.
So serious when I speak, Cause I spend half my time with my tongue in my cheek, and the other half, well, you'll just have to wait and see. But you're gonna find out if you just take a chance on me. I'm worth it. I don't know what he is, but I know what he ain't. I know you gave him your heart and he just threw it away. Now you can hide behind it was a stupid mistake, but forget the bad guys, I'm the gamble to take.
Nice, wasn't it?
I love a bit of country and western.
You've done a good job there. I like that, Jimmy Constable.
Can I tell you what a lovely chap? I mean, I have to say, because I'm so weird, because I've interviewed them so much as a boy band.
Really?
You know, when you suddenly think you've all grown up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad.
Well.
Yeah, no, lovely chap. Wish him every success. I'm very excited.
Why? Why is that?
Because I love hats. I love Ascot.
And you are aware of hats.
Have you seen any photos of me in
hats? I certainly have.
I love a hat.
I saw you, didn't you wear one with the Union Jack on once?
I've done it all.
I'm sure
you
have.
Yeah, I did a Union Jack. I've done a big bird yellow thing.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, you name it. And we have that amazing. She is gorgeous. And she makes hats for all the celebrities and the stars.
And she's radiant.
She's
very
gorgeous, and I want her jump whatever you've got on. I need it.
This is Lee Layla.
Lee Layla, hat maker to the stars. Lovely to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I'm glad you found the studio.
Oh, I know. I got dropped way down there. Way down the end of the road.
Oh,
I was like, okay.
And you're wearing very nice heels as well,
always.
So that would be problematic.
I want those shoes, by the way.
So I'll just, all of it.
Yes, we just want it all. I'll borrow that first, actually.
So how do you get into something like, I won't say millinery, is that correct?
Yeah, it's millinery.
Millinery.
Yeah.
Millinery. Yes, how do you get into something like that?
Well, just going to the races and loving horse racing and not finding a hat that was matching my outfit and, you know, an affordable, something that I could just pick up and put on and go.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went off and trained.
Right.
And here we are today.
How long did that take? How long did it take to train to do that?
It was a few weeks, a process of a few weeks. I went and trained with an amazing milliner who I really admired his work.
Mm-hmm.
And he just taught me all the kind of basics, what to do, how to dye fabric, how to actually make a hat from start to finish. And then really just went from there. So it was a few weeks backwards and forwards to Chelsea.
Okay.
And then we just started.
Wow.
Off we went.
And you have some amazing creations.
Thank you.
I have to say, and many stars of, I mean, Charlotte, lovely Charlotte.
Lovely
from
Charlotte, yeah.
Good Morning Britain, my dear friend. She wore your hat for the ITV races.
Yeah, she did,
she?
Yeah, at Cheltenham.
At Cheltenham.
Yeah.
And you've got many more wearing your hats for Ascot.
Yeah, for Ascot and the wedding, of course.
Of course, the
of
wedding.
Course, the
of
wedding.
The year. Mm. And I mean, how do people, when they're going to a royal wedding, I won't say if I have an invite or not at present.
But you're not in the country anyway, so.
Yeah. But I might,
she might fly back.
I might fly back and pick up my hat, probably. But what would you, how do you know when a hat suits you and what they should wear or not wear?
Well, I think if you're going to something like the royal wedding, you have to consider your kind of surroundings and not wear anything too crazy. You have to be quite sort of
conservative.
You know, yeah, quite respectful, really. But also go to someone who you trust the work of, and, you know, they're going to put you in something that would suit the occasion. You know, it's all very well going to Ascot and having beautiful, massive, outrageous hats, but for something like the royal wedding, you have to be quite sort of
demure
and ladylike, and go to someone that you love their work, you've been to them before, take a friend with you who knows what you sue, and yeah, just.
But is it the shape of your face? Is it, how do you know what suits? Because
yeah, so it's the shape of your face, it's your outfit, it's, you know, your skin tone, what colours suit you, you know, it's finding that right piece and making it work for you and your outfit.
It's fascinating.
What kind of hats do you like, Lizzie?
Well, obviously, I like to kind of make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love a bit of a big hat. But I like the Fascinators, but they've been banned now, I think.
Thank goodness.
So I quite like them.
We don't like a comb.
No, we don't like a comb. So they're out. You're happy about that?
I'm really happy about that. I like the big and the crazy.
Fascinators banned at the royal wedding?
Well, I don't think they'll be worn.
I doubt if they'll be allowed in.
I see. I get it.
No, but I do. No, but I'd rather someone look at the hat rather than my dress. If I go to Ascot, I want them to say, wow, what a hat. Not, oh, wow.
What the hell is she wearing?
Yeah, what's the dress?
I think Ascot is all about the hat, isn't it? Whereas you've got Goodwood, which is much more about your outfit and your style. Mm-hmm. Ascot's about the hat and, you know, the big effort that you've made with that.
But have you ever had someone say, look, I've got this outfit and I really want this sort of hat, and you're thinking, actually, that's not going to go at all? And or are you pretty hands-on and say, this would really suit you?
Yeah, I am really honest because my background's retail, so I really kind of learnt then that honesty is always the best policy. And if you put someone in something that isn't right, their friends will tell them. And then they won't wear it, and then they won't come back to you, and they won't tell their friends. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's all about being honest.
Yeah, you've got to be honest. So say Princess Kate, just say, she said...
The Duchess, she's not a princess.
She's Duchess. Sorry, well, I like to call her princess, she is in my eyes. And she said, darling Lee, what hat should I wear for this wedding? You know, would you say something, what would suit her colouring? What do you feel she should wear?
She's sort of very pastel, elegant, pretty... isn't she? She's, you know, she's very sort of subdued with her looks and very elegant. So I'd pop her in something
quite small.
Yeah, very pretty. So she could carry all the children.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yes, that would be...
As yet unnamed.
Yes, well...
Weirdly, my friends used to say I act differently with a hat. I used to suddenly go... Very ladylike.
It's true.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's true.
And my best friend used to say, oh my God, listen, you act so different with a hat on.
You do, you put a hat on, it totally changes your personality, how you feel, you walk a bit taller. You know, you can do that whole like hiding underneath it if you don't want to talk to somebody.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. See, men can't do this.
Well, you could in your top hat. You just have to pull it down a bit.
Pull it down over my
eyes.
It might not be quite the same thing.
Or fold your ears in half, how they do.
It's a bit sad for men because they've always got to have the same sort of hats. Can we do different ones for men?
Well, we could, but I don't really do men's hats.
No. I mean, there's a couple of hats for men, aren't there? And that's definitely not so creative.
No.
Yeah, but you see, the hat, for me, makes the outfit. And that's what you want to look at.
Yeah.
And for me, I've got to have a hat for us. I mean, I'm there. Did you know I'm there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yay. Exciting.
So I need a hat for each day.
It's perfect. We can do that.
What do you think makes a bad hat?
Oh, I don't know. I've never made one.
No, not you personally, but when
Yeah. Well, I think if you can't wear it, if it's falling off and you can't wear it, just if it's uncomfortable. I think also, you know, hats with those metal headbands that amount of vodka could cure a headache of.
Year I had one that was hooked to a headband, but by the end of the day, you know, it was behind your ears. Yeah. I thought, oh my God, this is so painful.
Yeah. So not only that, you've got to deal with heels.
Your feet hurt.
Yeah.
I thought this was
a push-up bra.
The most uncomfortable day because it was going into the sides behind my ears. And I was like, oh my God, this is like a really bad pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, can't do it.
And then I thought, I can't keep this hat. And if there's a bit of wind, you're holding on to it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Are you expecting any new trends to be brought out in the royal wedding?
Yeah, we're always looking for new trends in every kind of big event. I mean, I'll have my eyes on storks that day, so I'll just be looking if any of mine I've got, you know, got in. There's always new trends. It's always good to see interesting new things.
What do you think about, obviously, at Kate and William's wedding, there was some controversy over some of the hats.
There was, but, you know...
They draw attention, don't they?
Great.
Do you think that's good? Yeah.
It's just all about having fun, isn't it? And, you know, thought she looked great. She looked great.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah. I don't know who we're talking. Can we name?
The hat.
Beatrice and Eugenie. Oh.
But the hat was sold for charity and raised a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And fair play to her for wearing it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Oh, look, I'm wearing a Saturn hat at Ascot this year. I've made...
As in the
Saturn,
planet?
Yeah, with all the rings going round.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
I love that.
We will be seeing that on the Mail Online, I'm
sure. I will love that.
It's got all little stars and moons and constellations.
Oh, my God, I want it. How can I take it off you? I want that hat. But can I say, because I was just saying, everyone's different shaped heads, aren't they? No one... Some people they think got a big head, but they've got a little, you know, it's funny, they've got a big face, actually, and not a big head. And it must be hard, because you have to be measured for you, because
I mean, when you make a trilby or a fedora, then, they have to be measured and fitted properly. But most hats, you know, are perches. So they just perch neatly. They don't really need to be fitted. Mm. It needs to be, you know, it needs to suit your face shape and your outfit and you and your personality. There's no point in putting a cracker's hat on, you know, somebody very quiet and subdued. They'll just feel awkward.
Mm-hmm. You see, that will work for me because I'm so shy.
Yes, just a little beret for you, Lizzie. Yes, I'm sure.
But what do you think of the rules of Ascot? Because they were very getting stuffy, saying, you know, your skirt's got to be a certain length, you've got shoulders have to be covered.
Yeah.
The brim, isn't it? Does it not sort of hinder you, or are you up for that? Do you think
I quite like having some rules in certain enclosures because I think it's proper and it's nice and the Queen's there. And, you know, it's not very often that you get to go to an event where they're quite strict on the rules and everybody's dressed beautifully and respectfully. And I do quite like it. I mean, you know, we will always, us girls, will wear the skirt slightly longer, but the dress will be just a little bit tighter to show everything off. So that's good.
We'll find a way.
Can I just say, your shoes are absolutely fabulous. Where are they from?
Louboutin.
Oh.
Always the red sole.
I love those shoes.
I mean, it's very rare that you would see a multicoloured shoe that looks so classy. I think, and you're really working
Thank
it there.
Thank you.
Well, we've got cameras. Everyone can see. We'll be showing this to everyone. I want that outfit for Ascot. But you can wear jumpsuits now for Ascot.
Can, yeah. That's really nice that they've brought
that really?
In. Yeah, you can wear a jumpsuit.
Do you know what's interesting? Sarah Jessica Parker is releasing a wedding dress range, and in it are jumpsuits.
Jumpsuits.
You see, I love a jumpsuit.
Yeah, I love a jumpsuit.
Would you wear one on a wedding day?
I think as
your wedding dress, though.
I don't know about that. But do you think?
I think it's a nice idea if there's a woman out there that wants to find something like that.
Yeah, some ladies are super comfortable in jumpsuits and not.
Yeah, maybe second time round. I don't think it's the first.
Not the first.
I like how you're saying that. Like it always happens. There's always a second one.
But I quite like. This one, I think this one's could be for Ascot, this little outfit.
This is cute, isn't it? I'm really sorry, though.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a jumpsuit, actually, Lizzie.
Yeah, I've worn a jumpsuit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm, I'd like to see it.
I might wear one. I'm sure everyone would. No, I love a jumpsuit. The only thing is, when you're busting for a wee, it's really hard to get out of it.
Yeah, especially the zips in an awkward place.
Oh, yes.
And I always
true.
Bump my hat because my hat's so big, it's really hard to get into the cubicle in the loo.
Yeah. You have to bend down.
I couldn't get in, and then they couldn't take it off, and it was all pinned in. And I was like, "How am I going to get to the loo? It's very difficult." Tricky. But I would love to try on one of the hats. You brought a hat with you.
I brought some.
I know, we are being filmed. I know it's on the radio. People are listening,
are just a couple of pieces that are not anything that we're going to use at Ascot because I'm saving those for this season.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's quite nice.
This is a small little bit.
I can't see Lizzie in that. Too small.
No. But this, if we did
Oh, I love that. That goes with your outfit.
That's what I thought. Shall I put it on?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Come
Let's
round.
Put this on. Do you mind?
No. So.
We won't be able to hear you, Lisa. Just bear that in mind.
So Lizzie. Lovely Liz putting this lovely creation on my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you like this?
Yeah. That is very Lizzie Cundy.
I think this is great.
And we could go bigger.
I like
smaller,
this.
Bigger. Be great.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, I like
this. A little lighting issue there. I am loving this look, Lizzie.
Do you like it?
And it actually, I mean, it kind of goes with your outfit. I'm kind of into it.
Well,
we're having a few pictures taken here. I mean, it's like being on the red carpet. Jeez.
I love this hat. If I could have this slightly bigger. Because I have a fantastic white outfit.
Oh,
I've got a pink outfit.
Do you know what? Your whole demeanour and posture has completely changed.
She's a lady now.
Can I tell you, my friends always say you totally change with a hat. Yeah.
I can definitely see it.
We could
I'm
do
impressed.
That. We could do that bigger, more crystals.
Oh yeah, more.
Bling it up.
I need
like
this.
A drag queen. We were.
I need this.
A drag queen is passed out on Lizzie's head. That's what we want to see.
I need this hat.
Yes, we
I'm
could
keeping
do that.
It on. I love it. It's feathers. But where do you get the feathers from? I mean, how do you get all these wonderful jewels?
I have chickens in the garden. So I just run up there.
fresh.
That's true.
I get supplies from all over the world. I'm really lucky. I've found some really good suppliers. And it's all ethical, the feathers. You know, they're all happy birds.
Well, that's very important. And, you know, I'm a vegetarian, so I agree with that.
Well,
Lee, can we find you on social media?
Yeah, yes. So it's Layla Lee Millinery. On all platforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Check well,
I cannot wait.
So excited.
I do not want to take this. Can I? I don't
you can wear that to the wedding, perhaps. Could you?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly back for the day and go back.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real treat.
It's so impressed. Lovely to see you. And everyone must go to Layla Lee. She's the best.
Very impressed.
And I will be for Asuka. I can't wait.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Right, we're going to play a quick track and then
quick
we've got another guest.
Final guest. Enjoy that.
I love a bit of
tiff.
I never am in a tiff. I'm always so nice natured. Mm-hmm. I might do a tiff.
I've seen you kick off.
When?
On the phone once.
Oh yeah, because he was a real twat. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
We have our last guest on the phone, Sappy Sammy. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Thanks so much for coming on our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you have been causing a little storm.
I guess you could say that, right?
So tell us, explain, if people haven't seen you, what's been going on?
So basically, I decided to take part in a really fun show called Rich Kids Go Spin on Channel 5 Star. Mm-hmm. My episode aired last night at 9 p.m. and before that I did a press interview with This Morning that went a bit crazy, to be honest.
Yes. 'Cause what happened on that? 'Cause you...
It was basically just they were just asking me questions about like how my experience was and how the family found it and... and just about my lifestyle, really.
And because you, I mean, basically, you moved in with a family of five, living off $400 a month after bills and rent in Manchester. And you, I mean, what was it like? Tell us.
I think it was really eye-opening. It was really fun. I think before I went, I was really worried because I had no clue who you're going to be staying with. Like, you have no idea. They don't tell you from beforehand. So you're kind of nervous, like, are they going to be, like, judgmental? Are they going to be, like, really nice and welcoming? And luckily they were, like, so lovely when I got there, like, straight away. They were really nice. And they were quite, I think they had some, like, ideas about what I would be like. And it took me, I think, most of the time I was there to try and convince them that I'm not exactly everything that they thought I would be.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think it's a bit confusing because there's a lot of things that they pick up on that, like, you know, might be misleading, like, oh, you don't brush your own hair.
So that did get quite widely picked up, right, that you weren't brushing your own hair.
Yeah, I was so angry at my sister for saying that.
Well, but so it's not true?
It is partly true. I think my hair is so long. So when I come out of the shower and stuff, I just sometimes really can't bother to brush it. So my parents will brush it for me.
Right. I mean, but that would indicate that's fairly spoiled behaviour, isn't it?
It depends what you think is spoiled. So, like, I don't know. In my opinion, that's just really helpful parents.
Okay, yeah, I could. I see where you're coming from. I understand.
Yeah,
but were you upset because you did get a bit slammed from This Morning show after your appearance? Were you upset with the comments, or what did you feel? Did you think it was wrong, or did you think this is normal to you?
I think most people were actually really nice. I think the only thing that maybe upset me a bit was when they asked, what could you possibly learn from her? Because, I don't know, I feel like there's more to me than just, you know, the car, the dresses, the shoes, this and that. Like, I actually do other stuff. Like, I work hard. I'm actually talking to you guys from uni.
Okay.
I study, like, crazy hours and... Yeah, I think there's other stuff to me that you can see, but, like, it's hard to get that across on a show like this, obviously. So I think that was probably the only difficult part.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Mm. So will we be seeing more of you in the show?
Not in the show. So each episode is based on, like, one person. So episode one was Fergus, who I've actually been chatting to, and episode two was me, and then, like, each week is someone else.
Okay.
Interesting. And do you want to... do more television?
Possibly. But we'll have to see what's coming. I don't want to say too much.
Oh, have you an agent?
Secret squirrel.
Possibly. Yes.
Do I have an agent? Mm. I don't have an agent, no.
Lizzie, you're looking for...
Well, Persian Kardashian, is that someone you admire? Do you love the Kardashians?
I do love them. I love the show. I think it's really interesting. It's so fun to watch. And they're, like, they're sisters. So, and there's Rob, but, like, they're all sisters. So it reminds me a lot of, like, my dynamic with my sisters.
Yes.
We have, like, a lot of fun and jokes. And I do that. Like, I film YouTube videos, and you can see, like, on my blog, like, all the jokes I have with my sister and, like, a whole different side to me. So, I guess there's more perspective. If you check out, like, my social medias and stuff like that, you can see a different side to me. But I think the show I was just trying to be as true to myself as I possibly could. And that's why, like, I'm happy with how it came out. So.
Oh, you're happy, and that is the main thing.
Most important thing.
Yeah. So Rich Kids Turn Skint.
Go skint.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this evening, Sappy.
It's been great.
Well, bless you. And come on, we want to see you.
Please come in the studio sometime.
Definitely.
Good luck with you, Nick.
Awesome.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Take
care.
Bye. Does he say a young nipper?
Yeah.
It's hard getting all those comments.
You'd know.
I like them.
You've experienced. You like all the comments,
I
good or bad?
I enjoy them. My boys read them out to me laughing. I laugh back. Listen, you've got to have a sense of humour or else don't be in this business.
I agree with you. Do you agree? I totally agree with you, darling.
I don't like people that get sensitive.
Well, this is it.
Oh, darlings, I hope I'm returned. I mean, I might not. You don't even know. Something might happen to me.
Darling.
I'm scared.
Darling. Well, hopefully we will see you in a month. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
I will be back in a month.
Okay.
This time.
June.
And maybe a different person. Who knows?
Well, we can't wait to find out.
Yeah,
that's for
I'm
sure.
Very, very excited. And listen, stay tuned because Stephen will be here the same time
I'm
next
still
week.
Be here.
And I'll be back to tell you all what I've been up to.
Well, best of luck, Lizzie.
Thank
Hope
you very
it goes
much.
Well.
Thank you. And love you all. Thanks for listening. What a great show.
What a great show. Yay! Good evening. Good night.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause you.
Dreaming away, wishing that heroes were true.